pushed me out of love. Now I'm broken, lost in hoping that I find you, rewind you, bring you back.
Putting the scat in eschatology. It's the Drew Marshall Show.
Folks, joining us live, Junia. Junia is a four-piece rock band, rock used loosely with heavy Motown funk, prog, progressive, soul, alt and pop influences, blah, blah, blah. Junia is what happens when four people who don't take themselves very seriously, which is just a great premise for a band, find each other and can't stop making music together. Formed in the fall of 2011, the band features Amy Towers on lead vocals, Curtis Freeman on the bass guitar, Joel Wilson on drums and percussions, and David is on guitar. Their strength does not lie in having a cohesive mindset and focused sound that they can all agree on, but rather a shared vision of what they dislike about other music. This is, you see why I had these guys on the show? Not only are they good, but they're cheeky. It's not that they know what they want their music to sound like, but they know exactly what they don't want it to sound like. How cool is that? Listen to this quote, and this is a good one. We've embarked on a journey trying to create music between work, play, life, death, love, loss, and the mess we've made of our lives, figuring out where we fit in this grand plan between the creator and the rest of creation. By the way, you can download a free copy of their digital EP from Noise Trade in the studio with Junia. Follow them on Facebook, by the way. Facebook, you know where that is? Yeah, it's under F. And then go to Junia Band. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Welcome to the Drew Marshall Show. First question is, David, how many vowels are in your last name? Have you counted?
Not many consonants more, right?
Yeah, probably more consonants, I guess. Consonants. How do you say it?
Sikanowicz.
It's so much easier to say than they look.
See, it does, yeah. Sikan. I'm going to spell it phonetically so I can make this Sikanowicz. Amy, you and I have known each other for quite a wee while.
We have.
Did we first meet over at, did we meet at Teen Ranch?
I believe a thousand years ago? So, yeah, for sure.
Lori Tompkins
exactly.
And the gang.
She lived with you in Australia,
that's
correct?
Right. Yeah, stayed with us down in Australia for like 6 months we had to put up with her.
Yes.
Horrible scene.
They say I'm like her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Trouble.
Good luck with that. Yeah. And now there's another gentleman here in the studio, and I believe this is probably Joel. Would that
yes.
be right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Joel's the percussionist. And you guys, what is the common denominator? How did you all, you know, Amy, how did the whole things kind of blend?
Okay. So Kurt and Joel, they grew up together in Northern Ontario.
Where?
Espanola. Kay. It's a little town.
Okay. The lovely Spanish town up in Northern Ontario.
There you go. Yep. Yeah. So they were good friends, grew up together. And then I met Joel in 06 and kind of got connected with Joel and we played together. And then he introduced me to Kurt and we decided that we wanted to get together and, you know, start writing music together.
Okay.
And then Dave here came, I guess, September 2011 and we've been writing. Yeah, we've been writing ever since, so.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well done. You know, whenever I introduce groups on the show, I mean, aside from playing their music and people going, oh, that's what they do, I like that, how would you describe sort of how it is, what you know, your vibe, your smell, your thing, your stink? What is it?
It's a good question.
Not really. It was a weird question, but
no,
I think you get it.
It's cool. I think it's really family-based. I mean, one of the things that we've
family-based? What is it? You sing veggie tunes?
No. But like, hear me out. Like, we always cook dinner together before we jam. sort of, I think Joel's actually an excellent cook. I can't cook. I always bring food out.
Okay.
But Joel's a pretty good cook. Amy's decent. I guess Kurt's good. So
nice to me.
Playing sometimes becomes like not the thing that we meet up to do, but the last thing we sort of end up doing.
Right.
We just end up hanging out together all the time or, you know, dripping with sarcasm between everything we do and whatnot. So.
Perfect. That's a spiritual gift, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Who is there someone? Is there, okay, ready? Are you ready for this question? Are there any relationships going on in this group?
That's funny you say that.
Yes, it is.
Well, maybe.
All right. I love asking that question.
I think it depends on how the interview goes.
Yeah.
Not so well, there's a couple more single people.
Right. Okay. All right. Good stuff. Beautiful. That's good. Well, all your folks who know you will just have laughed at that one while they're listening. Listen, let's. It's silly to talk so much when there's a band here. So let's do a song, shall we?
Sure. Yeah.
Tell us about this first song you guys are going to do.
Okay, so Call It a Night. Do you wanna go or? Okay. I guess I'll.
You guys are
so
polite.
I know. Well,
what are you, Canadian?
He's a keener, so he actually has it all
keener,
scripted.
He's a keener.
He does.
Beautiful, David.
Okay. All right. I'll do this. All right. So it's. I think this is the first song we sort of wrote together. It just came out. It's really, like, the music's pretty simple, kind of repetitive. But it was good, and Amy just started singing stuff. And, I mean, we're all always writing constantly. Like, Kurt, basically, who's not here with us today, he has a back catalog that's tons of songs. And I'm always writing bits and pieces everywhere and stuff. And so the way it sort of came together is Amy just usually sings a line or two, and then I go back and look for something I wrote at one point that sort of matched that, and I threw it in. And I don't know. Like what the song is about?
Yeah,
I sort of hate that because I want people to have their own meetings. I always hate
it. Let's do it. Let's not do it. Let's just do the song. Excellent. I love that. Love that approach, folks. For the first time on the Drew Marshall Show, Junia. Not all of them, but some of them.
My strength could only last for so long.
On the Drew Marshall Show, Junia gets the repetitive golf clap here. Very well done. Very well done. I don't invite people who suck, so I would expect nothing less. Well done. Junia, the name, everyone wants to know what that's all about. The only thing I have in the back of my head is some woman prophet.
Yeah, female apostle, actually.
Yeah, apostle, I mean, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Apostle, prophet, whatever. So is that what this is all about? Are you guys women's libbers?
Yeah.
It took us actually a long time to come up with a name. We went back and forth for months and months. It was like we had probably maybe 8 songs written, and we were kind of debating on the name. So then Dave suggested Junia, so he can give you a little background on it.
Sure. First of all, it's impossible to name a band because every name ever sucks. Like, until you get it drilled in your head, right? If I looked in here and I was like, hey, I got a name, U2.
Yeah.
Just U2, they wouldn't buy it. Yeah. But, no, okay, so a condensed version of the story, get all. So I think in my last year of my undergrad, I took a really cool course called Women in Biblical Tradition. It was combining, like, feminism and theology, and it was really cool. And one of the things, that's where I learned the name Junia first. So the story goes, at the end of Romans chapter 16, Paul's listing off, like, all these people that he's just calling out and thanking. And in verse 7, he mentions two apostles. First is Andronicus. Apologies if I don't pronounce that correctly. And second is Junia. And he talks about that they were his friends and that they were prominent among the apostles. And then sort of ends there. And that is the only time that a woman is ever mentioned as an apostle in the New Testament. Yet what's really weird is that sort of got lost in translation. Somewhere around, I think, the 9th century when they were translating the New Testament from Greek to Latin, there was a lot of emphasis on male leadership, which is still a big problem in the church today.
Mm-hmm.
And and so the name just swapped out to Junius. And then, you know, along came the Reformation, the 16th century, and, you know, reformers came and made it that much more manly.
Who the heck are you? How do you know all this stuff?
Okay, I took a course.
Roxy to join us right after.
Yeah, thank you, Brooks.
No, but I got to explain. This is the condensed version. No, I was just making sure I got my centuries correct.
Yeah, yeah,
What's also funny is shortly after we finally decided on that name, the Curtis, who's not here, he's getting married tomorrow.
So?
And he's married this. Married
so why is he not here?
Well, I know. The priorities are seriously.
He's listening right now.
Oh, is he? Oh, yeah, we love you, Curtis.
But he's married an Australian girl. And she realized that Junia sounds like you're saying Junior.
Right.
So for any of the colonies, it sounds like our band is actually named
Junia. Yeah. Junia. Yeah, that was like the one time when I was in Scotland and I had to get some golf clubs. And I went to the guy, and I was actually a pastor at the time. And I said, take it easy. I thought he was going to charge me a lot of money. Because he heard the American accent, and he was going to charge me a lot of money for golf clubs. So I said, take it easy on me, will you? I'm a pastor. And he went, well, here's the clubs. Go out and enjoy your game. I came back. I said, how much? He said, don't worry about it, lad. I said, well, no, come on. You got to make a living. He says, look, anyone that comes in here and calls himself a bastard, free clubs. So it's kind of like that, I think. Really? No? Okay.
Hold on. Again, sorry for trailing on. I overwrite and overtalk. But basically, what it comes down to is around the turn of the 20th century, people are like, well, this doesn't make sense. The name Junius never exists. You never read about it. It doesn't exist in text. And what's really funny is that if you read the 1984 NIV translation, it says Junius, the male in the NASB and ASV. But the 2011 switched it to Junia because the furthest text back that we have is the female name. But what I just liked about it is it's crazy. Like this woman, if you will, comes along and, I mean, you don't hear anything about it other than one verse, but she does something that creates enough drama that it gets enough, you know,
right-handed
bloggers to, you know, just write something and switch stuff. And it seems like she created so much commotion just being genuine and honest in herself and doing something good that it, you know, caused people for centuries later to still, you know, try to hide it, write about whatever. So we figured, well, we probably won't be the biggest band in the world, probably won't be the biggest band in Canada, probably won't be a very big band at all. But if we could do something that would just, you know, be, you know, who we are and be honest and true and kind of do this whole thing and sort of try to figure it out and do something that would get people, I don't know, become either, I don't know, pebble in their shoe, if you will, or just get them thinking or get them maybe even a little bit upset.
Yeah.
And make them like, I'm totally fine with that.
Great.
So I think that's what we're going for.
Great. Well, can I give you some advice? I learned this from Alice Cooper's road manager. Bring a chicken to your first concert. They're not old enough to know what happened.
No, I know. Yeah,
oh,
they
threw
the chicken on stage,
yeah.
And he tells us he's a, you know, guy from Detroit. You never saw a chicken, so he threw it back, and they tore it apart.
They tore it.
I heard that again. Big Alice Cooper fan, man.
That's classic.
That story was left out of the New Testament.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the chicken was named Junia. All right, let's do another song, shall we? Another song.
Yeah.
What are we, Amy? What are we going to do?
Oh, I Nobody Falls. Do you want to
sure,
do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody Falls in Love.
Folks, that's a I
anymore.
Love that. Oh, anymore.
Anymore.
Ever. Again, for the rest of our lives.
And it was written by the guy who's getting married tomorrow. So.
Yes.
Nice. Is that the first dance song?
Yeah, exactly.
No, maybe not. Yes.
And so there are no relationships in this band.
No. Yeah. Yes. And that's the end of it there. Yeah. Yeah. I also thought the best wedding song would be Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. But
yeah, that's a good one.
Maybe not. Folks, live again on the Drew Marshall Show, it's Junia. Again, fantastic. Live in the Drew Marshall Show, it's Junia in the house. Tell you what, we've got some people that are commenting along the way here, and I need to just read you a couple of them. First of all, who's Rachel Scott?
An associate of ours.
A girlfriend of ours.
Okay.
Hey, they don't need to talk about relationships. I don't know. They're what's this?
Well, Rachel has said, Junia band on the Drew Marshall Show. Tune in, and she's promoting you, and she's good at the PR stuff, let me tell you. And then somebody else sent me a little message here. Let's see. I think this is going to stay in the same kind of theme. I've never heard Dave talk that much. That's from Leanne Baccaro.
It's my boss.
So Dave's taking a bit of heat today. This is fun. Yes. I like it. I like
and my,
it.
My friends are going to chirp me, too, because I was slightly out of tune there, and the second I started playing, I was like, oh, I'm going to hear
I know,
this.
I know. And you know what? Nobody noticed until you noticed it.
No, they did.
No, did they? Yeah.
Usually it's me that is made fun of.
Oh,
so.
Well, let's do that then, shall we? I remember a young girl singing O Canada somewhere. Did you ever sing O Canada somewhere?
No. Maybe.
Did you? Where, yeah. Where did you sing O Canada?
I sang O Canada for the Hershey Center. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the Ice Dogs. Mm-hmm. As well as at a women's championship game.
Okay, nice. Mm-hmm. And music is in the family. Your dad's got a little band thing happening.
Yeah.
What's going on with Daddy Cakes?
He has a band and he plays in Toronto. Uh-huh.
Is it like a Kiss cover band, I think, isn't it?
He's probably laughing right now. Guaranteed. Yeah, so it is in the family. Andrew, my brother, as well, he plays music, and it's just part of who we are as a family.
You don't want to promote your dad's band? You don't want to say their name?
How come No Found Address. That's his band's
name.
No
Found Address.
And okay. They play in Toronto.
Excellent, excellent. And I remember you also singing up on stage at a little sort of like a cult-like church. What's the meeting spouse.
The meeting spouse.
Yeah. I remember you singing on stage at the meeting house, and I said, I know her. And I actually thought, actually, you know what? She's pretty good. You've got incredible power. You really do. Your sustain is phenomenal. And the way you're able to compress it into sort of really fluid, melodic styling is just incredible. Really, really good.
Thank you.
And I remember there was a day when I didn't think you were that good. But you were like 12 or something. So
thanks, Drew.
Yeah. How old are you now?
I'm 24.
Wow.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad for a hobbit, eh?
Not bad. Yeah. What are you? 5'1"? 5'2"?
5'2".
5'2".
Yeah. Nice. I'm wearing heels today, so.
It's always little Mighty Mousers that – the Mighty Mice that – Mousers? No, I've always been a fan, actually. I think you've got fantastic talent. And too bad that – what's it called? Canadian Idol? Were you going to go for that?
I never went.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's no longer. So.
Yeah, bummer. Mm-hmm. You would have just took that thing and run. Again, I don't know what I'm talking about. Folks, we're coming to the end of our show, so from this point on, please don't take anything I say seriously. Can we do one more song, please?
Yes. What,
did you come ready for three?
We did.
Okay.
It's
an alternate tuning, so talk amongst yourselves.
Oh,
so
yes.
Talk amongst yourselves, people. So let's talk about your relationship.
All right. Go ahead, Joel.
Joel, where are you from?
I'm from Espanola, which is a
That's right, Espanola.
Yeah,
little Mexican town up, and, up
it's
near.
It's close to Sudbury.
Right. And what? How'd you end up down here?
I used to play in this band with a few other guys from Espanola called Capstone.
Oh, yeah.
You probably know Joel Ogier.
I do know Mr. Ogie.
So Joel and myself and another Curtis grew up together and played for many, many years together. So we sort of migrated down here to play a lot. We all ended up in the meeting house and stuff for a time, too. And the other guy, Curtis, who's not here, he's from Espanola.
The guy who
too.
Selfishly is getting married today.
Yeah. Tomorrow. Actually.
Oh, tomorrow. Not even today.
Not even today, no.
Well, what's today? Nothing.
Family from out of town.
Whatever.
He went to the zoo, he said?
Went to the zoo.
Yeah, with his niece and nephew.
What a chump. Okay. Anyway.
Going to be a good dad one day, though, right?
Yeah.
It's all father material.
That is good material. Anyway, yes?
So, yeah, that's how we ended up down here. And,
okay. Good. Do you guys do house concerts? Can people book you for that kind of stuff?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So, and how? What is the best way to get a hold of Junia the band?
You could go juniaband@gmail.com.
Okay.
Facebook.com/juniaband.
Okay.
Or through Twitter, through any of those.
Right. So you're easy to find.
Oh, yeah.
Completely,
okay.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So we can do some house churches. Do you have any gigs coming up? Do you have any stuff they can buy? I want people to follow you guys because cool. You don't suck.
Thanks. That's the goal. We don't suck. Or we suck less. Like
you
that's
suck
appreciated.
Less.
Yeah. No. Noisetrade.com/junia. JUNIA. And Noisetrade is just this wicked website. One of the guys who's like a big supporter is Derek Webb, who I looked at as like the prophet Webb. Amazing guy, and so much amazing music on that website. Even if you don't find us, but you find another band up there, just amazing artists. You can download stuff for free or share it with friends or donate or whatever. So yeah, we have some songs up there, and we also have a video that we sort of released on Friday.
Yes.
Was that the one that where you were so excited about coming on the Drew Marshall show?
No, that was the special Drew Marshall show video.
The best thing about that video.
He was anticipating this for days.
The best thing about that video was this. Dave was going on. We have two things to tell you, and you're doing the numbers with your hands there. Amy's doing one, and Dave goes on. And then Amy comes in with the two. But no, Dave's not finished with one yet. No, and here comes Amy with two. No, Dave's not finished with one yet. That was so
And that was like
funny.
Take number six. After she changed the shirt she was wearing.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no,
you
didn't.
You guys are fun. This is great. This is great. I love it. All right, folks. The final tune live here on the Drew Marshall Show from Junia. Amy, what song is this?
Just Like Ice Melts.
One, two.
I know how to take it. I was still so young and naked. All the force, all the clouds, all the arrows pointing down. Didn't know if I could make it, so I thought I'd try to fake it. You had lost your faith in me. My bravery. You said that I was only hot or cold. Then my heart was like a storm, just like ice melts. The tears go, the fears go, and that's how I felt. Oh, I felt so like myself again. So much more. Not the girl you knew before. I didn't know what I was doing, so I thought I'd try. Now I have to make things right with you. You said I changed. Thought that I was still the same. You were getting tired of me. Saw a different side of me. Said that I was on.
Yes, well done. Folks, Junie, live in the Drew Marshall Show. Man, you guys have knocked it out of the park, and there's only two of you. So you imagine if the full band was going down here. We got David Sakanowicz jamming away there on guitar. Buddy, nice finger stylings. I mean, I know that you're harder on yourself than everybody else is, but take the compliment. You don't suck, okay? I'm so good with these. The spiritual gift of encouragement as well. Yeah. No, seriously, and a great combination. You know, obviously your voice is something I've known for a long time. I am a fan, Amy, and just love how you, I mean, you have the capacity to do the power crazy thing and then also that just gentle storytelling kind of voice as well. And not many people can do both. So, again, way to go. David, I just want to warn you, there is somebody who keeps posting all sorts of craziness on our Facebook page, somebody named Rachel. So just be careful with her. She seems like a bit of a stalker or something. So, Amy Towers, David Sakanowicz, Joel Wilson sitting like a bass player quietly in the background. Curtis Freeman, although he's not a bass player, he's the percussionist. And Curtis Freeman, the bass player who's off, I don't know.
At the zoo.
Sucking up to relatives or in-laws and stuff today because of an upcoming wedding. Guys, thank you very, very much for coming in here today. It's been a privilege to have you. I want you to support all these artists. We try to get as many young up-and-coming artists on our show as we can, and we also try to filter out the weird and crap ones. So if you hear them here, man, come on, you love it. I know you do. Tell me you do. Folks, that is the end of our show today. We've had a lot of fun. We've gone to hell and back, literally. If you want to keep in touch with the Drew Marshall Show throughout the week, you can follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, the usual stuff. You can get sent out for weekly email updates. You can creep my house, find out where I live. I'm totally open to the possibility of stalkers. Very happy to deal with that. And I can't remember who's on our show next week, but I guarantee you it's going to be a good one. If you missed any of today's show, you want to go to our website this week by Friday. We'll have it all loaded. We'll get to it eventually. We're Canadians. We're pretty laid back. And you can listen again to every little thing you heard on today's show. I think that's it. Folks, if you're new to this great country, get the heck out of the left lane. Bye-bye.
Thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us, one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.